ball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We invite you to stay with us. We'll check in with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 21, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 29. 21 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Upper 20s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Back in Evanston, I think, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. This is, you know, I guess it's a reminder for all of us. I mean, we went through this a couple of years ago with games postponed and all of that, that it's still there. But when it happens, a lot of folks get affected too, right, with scheduling adjustments and all of that. It's a challenge trying to get this thing together, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been, to say the least. I think that's the most pleasant word I can use with it. But, you know, I think it was important for us, you know, fast forwarding, knowing that this was going to probably be an issue even early last week when they first announced they were not going to play the Iowa game, that we wanted to play the game. And I think there was a lot of options on the table. We'd explored about every option, and including this one. This wasn't always the first choice, but just like you said, it impacts so many people from a standpoint of how many games have to be shifted to create balance, TV, all those type of things that go into this. So that week is behind us, hopefully, and now we get to back and get playing games.
And during the holding pattern of all this, there was the scheduled off day from practice last Wednesday, but you were able to kind of break things up a little bit with these guys not knowing at the time when the next game was
going to be. Yeah, we went, it literally changed by the hour, by every couple hours, whether you're going to play Sunday night, we were going to play this afternoon, going to play tonight, not going to play, have the next game at Maryland. A lot of different things. So yeah, it was good for us too, because we're a little banged up, and it's good for us to, you know, get healthy, get some guys some rest, and not have to turn right around and play. We'll see this obviously tonight, and then Wednesday we're going to stack them. But I think the little break, we made the most of it.
You talk a lot about telling your guys to be ready, so you're not getting ready. And I think of a Jordan Davis who had to come in and play the extended minutes. You know, was not in the lineup, and then, you know, had to play a lot, played starters minutes the other night. Credit to him, right? I mean, for hanging in there and getting a half dozen rebounds and knocking down a couple
shots. Yeah, I think it's, you're exactly right about staying ready, you know, because you never know whether it's fouls, whether it's injuries, whatever. And I think you can tell he was in the right mindset because he came in and played pretty well. So obviously he'll have to do the same, if not more, again tonight. And, you know, that's the, and other guys on the bench as well. You know, we're, it's all hands on deck as we go through this.
I've asked you about Marcus and Chris, Marcus Silver, Chris Hodges. I probably haven't asked you a lot about Isaac Lindsay, who's getting in the rotation a little bit more. You liking some things that you're seeing from him here?
I am. You know, you can count on decisions are going to be pretty good. He understands the game. He's got to continue to get stronger, and those things will happen in the offseason. But, you know, he understands what we want. He gets the ball to the right spot. He makes the right decision. You know, and he's platooning because he's playing a lot of times on the scout team, and just because of depth, we, you know, shuffling back and forth. So he's done a good job of balancing both.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and Northwestern, as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Great all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Badgers and Northwestern tonight, and Northwestern getting a lot of talk right now, Greg, because of what they're doing on the defensive end of the floor. Their metrics have them among the better teams with their defensive efficiency. A lot of the same cast, a couple changes, but a lot of the same cast. They're just
I think, you know, we've been very strategic with, you know, reps and practice and even how much we're practicing everybody. I think I probably have dialed it back faster and earlier in the season than ever before, just because of, you know, just how we're stacking games together and the physicality of it. And like I said, we're banged up a little bit. So got to make sure we're ready for games.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check out the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Alongside Mike Lucas, I'm Matt LePay. Mike, big game yesterday, Purdue. They've had a couple of narrow escapes this season a few weeks back against Nebraska, and then they hang on to beat Maryland. How about the three-point shooting, where they were combined 5 for 34? But there's a little bit of defense that both teams brought, too.
No question. What really stood out to me, Matt, was the second half that Maryland played. Terps outscored the Boilermakers 34 to 23. So they were down by 14 at halftime. In the second half, they limited Purdue to 27% from the field, 0 of 6 from the three-point line, and forced 8 turnovers with a combination defense, zone, man, little full-court pressure. So they pulled out all the stops and came so very close. They were within 3 points 4 times in the closing minutes. 3 points 4 times, and they had a shot at a desperation three at the horn.
And in one of those possessions down 3 with maybe a couple minutes left, they had 3 shots. They hit the offensive glass, an extended possession, but came up empty. The Zach Edey problem, and that's very much in evidence. You know, we're the Zach Edey problem, and that's very much in evidence. You know, we were talking a while ago, Mike. Last year, he played 19 minutes a game, he and Travion Williams, and that worked very well for them, kind of tag team. And now he's at 31-plus, and yesterday, 24 points, 16 rebounds. He gets the ball deep, it's over.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to find a way to defend against Edey, and the thing about it is we've talked about it in the past, he doesn't foul. He hasn't been fouling now with officials that know his game a little bit. The thing that's going to be concerning for Matt Painter, not only did they score the fewest points they have all season long, 58, they didn't have anybody else in double figures yesterday. So you mentioned Edey with 24. Next in line, Braden Smith with 8. And he was 8 of 8 from the free throw line.
Yeah, but a big difference with Purdue is that it defends much better than it did last year. They could score last year. Everybody knew that. Jaden Ivey, obviously, in the Edey-Williams duo, among others. Sasha Stefanovic. They were not a vintage Purdue defensive team. This year, they're closer to that. So that allows them to win some of these rock fights like what they had yesterday.
I think we're going to find out a whole lot more about Purdue and Michigan because the Boilermakers play the Wolverines on Thursday in Ann Arbor.
Again, it's a very deep league, but you could find flaws in every team as well. But the Boilermakers starting to at least get in position to get some separation. But just when we say that, you know, things can turn around in a hurry in this conference. That is our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll give you tonight's Nissan keys to the game between the Badgers and Northwestern. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home, Jim. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Any commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy...
Twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Patrick Ward's pregame show continues. Time now for our Nissan Keys to the Game. Mike, we talked about Northwestern defensively. Offensively, they have a lot of trouble shooting the ball. They're last in the Big Ten overall, last in conference games only. Now, we know the Badgers have been good on the defensive glass. You're going to need to be tonight. Matthew Nicholson can hit the offensive rebounds. He can get 2 or 3 a game, but it's going to be important to secure the glass defensively and minimize those second chances.
It almost sounds like you're describing the potential for a rock fight.
I think we could see one here, yes.
Yes, I agree with you. The thing about it is they do have 2 scorers in their lineup. They're averaging 15 points each. And yet,
one of the best defenders in this league. And one of the things that they do is turn teams over. Coach Gard talked about that. And they can get some runouts. You know, the Badgers, we know, are very good at not turning it over. So it's all those little things that might not, you know, flash on highlight shows, but protect the ball in the offensive end. Give yourself a chance to get a shot up. And you've got as good a chance as anybody to win this game.
And as Greg Gard mentioned to you, they can get you into foul trouble.
Yes.
When they beat Illinois, they shot 43 throws. When they beat Indiana, they shot 28.
Yeah, they, on average, 20 per game as opposed to about 13 or 14 free throws per game for Wisconsin. Those are your Nissan Keys to the Game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups. Presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. As we've been telling you throughout our pregame show, the Badgers, again, will be without Max Klesmit tonight. Was hurt in the game against Penn State last Tuesday, and he is unavailable here this evening. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Northwestern, this is season number 10 for Chris Collins as the head coach of the Cats. 145-155 is record. Led the team to their only NCAA tournament appearance in program history back in the 16-17 season. It's been a struggle since then, but they are 12-5 overall going into this game tonight. His starting five as follows: Robbie Barron, 6'9 senior out of Richmond, Virginia. Career best, 9.7 points, 6 rebounds per game. Matthew Nicholson joins him up front, the 7-foot junior out of Clarkston, Michigan, 6.5 points, 6.5 boards per game. In the backcourt, Ty Berry, 6'3 junior out of Newton, Kansas, 9.5 points, 5 rebounds. Chase Audige, 6'4 fifth-year senior out of New York. He is averaging 15 points, better than 3 rebounds, 3.3 assists, and nearly 3 steals a game to lead this conference. And Boo Booey rounds out the starting five, 6'2 senior from Albany, New York, 15 points, 3.2 rebounds, and 4.3 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, his starting five made up of Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota. 13 points, nearly 7 rebounds, close to 3 assists per game. Tyler Wall, 6'9 junior out of Lakeville, Minnesota. 13 points, 6.3 rebounds a game. In the backcourt, Jordan Davis, 6'4 junior from La Crosse at 6.4 rebounds. Connor Esigian gets his second start, 6'4 freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. 10.5 points, 3.3 rebounds, and Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five. 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12.7 points, 3.3 rebounds, and 3.3 assists. The Badgers have won the last 7 meetings between these programs, and 22 of the last 27. The one and only last year was January of 2022. As Johnny Davis with his 27 points helped Wisconsin to an 82-76 win over Northwestern. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at safeinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
We at Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion spark plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion spark plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You use your energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the line, to the rim, slam dunk!
Works to the free throw line, and the layup.
Got it, caught it, and a foul. Dabbling, drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
Goes left side,
picked up, ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston, Illinois, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Braxton Vine back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Finally, they will play the Badgers and the Northwestern Wildcats. This game originally scheduled for Saturday morning, but Northwestern hit with, among other things, a little COVID issue, so they did not have as many as seven scholarship players available. They're cleared now. We will have basketball here tonight. A busy week for the Badgers, and Mike, a really important one too, as they continue to jockey for position to stay in the, trying to stay in the thick of this chase in the Big Ten race.
I think you went over it already, the logjam that has developed within the conference itself. Yes, Purdue looks like it's got the talent to maybe run away from others, but after that, I'm not sure who deserves that number two spot based on what we've seen thus far. Is it Rutgers or Michigan? Maybe, but then there's Wisconsin and Michigan State in that next group or tier, and you got all these teams at 4-4. So you're right. This week could be pivotal in determining Wisconsin's status moving ahead. We're a long ways from March. I don't want to, you know, push it, but you have to start picking up quality wins.
Yeah, at the end of the week, the Badgers will hit the halfway point of the Big Ten schedule. A win draws them even with Rutgers and Michigan at 5-3. Purdue, at, Mike mentioned, at the top of the heap at 8-1. But then you really, if you lose tonight, then you're back into that cluster with Iowa and Indiana and Penn State, so on and so forth. Again, we've talked a lot about the depth of the league. You can find flaws with everybody, I guess. But it's a lot of fun because just the minute you think you have things figured out, you find out you're wrong.
Yeah, from my perspective, you never want to fall below 500. You want to get underwater because then it seems the climb is just all that much tougher.
And the Badgers will be trying to get through this first portion of the week, at least without Max Klesman, who is not here tonight as he continues to work his way back after taking one in the face and getting all bloodied in the game against Penn State last Tuesday. So Jordan Davis back in the starting lineup. As Greg Gard says, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And kudos to Jordan for doing that because he played starter's minutes on Tuesday night.
He definitely did. He wound up with 29 minutes and 15 seconds, scored 4 points, grabbed 6 rebounds. It's one of the areas where Jordan Davis can help this team. If I have one wish for the Badgers moving forward, it is this. And I know zero coaches would agree with me on this and that is I'd like to see Connor Asigin take more shots. I'm serious.
I'm not against that.
The most field goal attempts this year for Asigin, 7.
Yeah.
He's done that like 3 times. I'd like to see him, in the context of the offense, of course, take a few more shots.
No, I think he is someone who can be a volume shooter to become that volume scorer. Chase Audige and Boo Booey are volume shooters. Boo Booey attempts 14 shots a game. Audige, 13, to kind of support what you're talking about here. Badgers and the traveling Cardinal in the white trim. Northwestern, the home white in the purple trim. Kelly Pfeiffer, Rob Kuhneman, and Rob Riley are your officials here in Evanston. As you would imagine, traffic being what it is, a lot of empty chairs right now, but they've been drawing well. Student section's been really good, but an odd starting time, hastily put together, crowd a little lower than what they had hoped.
And I have spotted some former Badgers in attendance already. It's like a walk-on reunion with Carter Higginbottom, Mike Ballard, and Dan Fahey all
there
here.
There you go, all in the house. Among others here.
That's among a lot. Others.
Yeah, good.
Kelby Krabenhoff, you can't miss him.
Which is good. I told him to raise a ruckus tonight, and he said, okay, here we go. A lot of red in the house here tonight as we're ready to go. Crowell and Nicholson ready to jump center. Toss and tap belongs to the Badgers from our vantage point at the scorers table right by the Wisconsin bench. Red Guards team moves to our right in the first half. Northwestern man-to-man on the defensive end. Chucky Hepburn against Ty Berry. Throws to Asigin. Bounces to Crowell. He's against Nicholson. Single coverage, a little dig from Audige. Now the double from Barron. Crowell baseline right, skip past Davis, throws to Hepburn, 8 to shoot. Asigin top of the arc, and his pass intended for Chucky is deflected out of bounds by Audige. Badgers keep it with 6 to shoot. Again, Audige averages nearly 3 steals a game. He will gamble, and he wins a lot of those gambles.
And nobody does it better as far as anticipating the pass and jumping the lane.
Sideline left front court. Jordan Davis will inbound. Throws it into Tyler Wall against Audige. 4 to shoot. Here's Wall. Pulls up, pops along 2, and he hits it. Tyler Wall opens up the scoring with a jumper off the dribble, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin. Northwestern moves to our left, and the Badgers, of course, man-to-man. With the ball is Bowie against Hepburn, a screen from Nicholson. Chucky works over it. Bowie stops, mid-post right, throws it up no good. Rebound, Crowell tips it into the hands of Connor Asigin. Hepburn up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Crowell started to set the screen, now slips to the top of the circle. Hepburn on the dribble against Ty Berry. Good at that on-ball pressure, Northwestern. Greg Gard talking about, you know, Chris Lowry, a longtime head coach, bringing some defensive concepts to Evanston. Here's Hepburn with 8 to shoot. Chucky top of the circle, throws to Crowell. He'll take the 3 left of the wheel, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound battled for, tip to Ty Berry of Northwestern. A minute 20 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. And Boo Booey will set the floor for the Wildcats. Flips to Nicholson, right of the circle. He's with Crowell. A throw to Booey as Hepburn comes out on him. Booey at the top of the wheel. He'll throw it to Audige, matched up with Jordan Davis, right side. Bounce pass Nicholson. Right foul line extended. 10 on the shot clock. Nicholson against Crowell. Couple of dribbles. He'll give it up to Audige. Chased by Davis. Now Crowell trying to help. And the runner is up no good. Tipped up and in by Nicholson to tie the game at 2.
Crowell helping, took him out of position to protect the rim, and Nicholson took advantage.
Not quite 2 minutes gone by. The Badgers and Northwestern tied at 2. Here's Crowell going into a siege and posting, turns right, block goes up, in and out, no good. Ty Berry the rebound for the Wildcats. Here's Audige, left wing against Tyler Wall. Cuts off the left wing of the lane, fades, flips in the paint, good from 12 feet away. Audige gives Northwestern a 4-2 lead, 2:10 gone by. Hepburn, right sideline, gives it up to Jordan Davis. He'll send it to Tyler Wall. A bounce to Crowell, top of the arc. Finds a cutting Wall. He'll catch mid post right. Backs on Audige. Draws the double as Nicholson, the second defender. And a whistle and a foul is called. They'll get Chase Audige for the game's first foul.
Pretty apparent already that Northwestern will double that post whenever it presents itself.
Yeah, Greg Gard talked about that. Be a key how the Badgers handle that. Julian Roper comes in for Ty Berry. Roper, 6'3", sophomore out of Detroit. Baseline right, Hepburn inbounds to Davis as Wall on the other side of the floor, left of the lane, got sent to the floor. And Julian Roper, wasting no time, just checked in and picked up a foul.
One of the attractive early matchups was Audige on Wall. Odige is comparable to Tyler Wall in that he can guard just about every position on the floor.
About 2.5 minutes in, 4-2 Northwestern. Hepburn baseline left, throws it into Esigen. He'll send a crowd, left foul line extended. Loops it back out near half court for Hepburn against Robbie Barron. Chucky on the dribble, working to the elbow, fades, flips, missed it short, rebound, run down. Davis able to get the offensive rebound. Esigen a deep three, and that's off the front rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Boo Booey of Northwestern. Bowie up the left side of the front court. High screen Nicholson. Wall trying to work over it. Two guys go to the floor, both Wall and Nicholson. Bowie runs it up right hand, no good. Wall gets the rebound for Wisconsin. Tyler up the left sideline, now angles to the top of the circle. Wall driving on Bowie. Throws it up off the rim and out, no good. Running down his own miss, though, is Wall. Gets it into Jordan Davis, low on the right, layup good. Tied at 4. Early on here at Evanston, 3:15 gone by.
How about the hustle by Tyler Wall? He had a double-double here last year. Looks like he's working towards it again with his rebounding.
In a high-scoring game, relatively speaking. 82-76, Wisconsin won that game. Here's Audige off the high screen from Nicholson. Pull up right elbow. Jumper is good. Chase Audige with 4 of the first 6 for Northwestern. 3.5 minutes gone by. 6-4 the Wildcats. Chucky Hepburn, Lisa Verconner, is Esigen getting his second start of his young career as Davis between the circles. Bounces to Crowell, left of the wheel. Crowell finds a cutting. Chucky Hepburn slips it into Jordan Davis, low on the right, and Jordan Davis has 4. We're tied at 6.
Hepburn burned Odige. He wasn't paying attention on the left wing, and he was able to get dribble penetration.
Boo Booey brings it up. A senior from Albany, New York. Averaging 15 points a game for these Wildcats. Bowie against Hepburn. High screen Nicholson. Bowie with a throw to Audige. Rotates the left side to Robbie Barron. Baseline left. Got cut off by Wall. A bounce out to Audige. Shot clock is at 5. Audige off the Nicholson screen. 3 in the air. Straight away is good. Chase Audige, a 35% shooter from distance. And he gives Northwestern a 9-6 lead.
He can score in bunches, though, can he?
Yes, he can. He's the one guy with it. They do not shoot it well, but Audige can be dangerous from the three-point line. A near turnover, a wide pass run down by Hepburn. 9-6 the Wildcats. 15-20 left in the first half. Crowell, baseline right against Nicholson. Leaves it for Davis. Flips a three right side, right back at you. Jordan Davis ties the game at 9, not quite 5 minutes in. 7 of the first 9 for the Badgers belong to Jordan Davis. Bowie with a pass to Audige, sends it back to Bowie between the circles. Bowie off the Nicholson screen. The drive stops mid-post right. Loops a pass to Robbie Barron left side. Right there on the catch is Tyler Wall as Barron gets rid of it to Bowie. Shot clock at 7. Bowie moves left off the Nicholson screen. A feed to Audige, covered up by Davis. Audige with 2 to shoot. With 1, right lane line jumper. Back rim, no. Barron a tip, no. Jordan Davis clears the rebound for Wisconsin. 14:35 left in the half. Badgers and Cats tied at 9. Esigen goes into Crowell, left of the lane, draws the double. Crowell gets it out of there to Davis. Heat check, left side 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound Nicholson. Said a heat check, but that was a clean look. 14:20 left in the half, tied at 9. Boo Booey sets the table for the Wildcats. High screen Barron, picked up by Wall on the switch. And now Booey turns down the screen from Nicholson. Now he'll use it, angles to his right, a step back 3 straight away. Front rim short, no good. Esigen the rebound. Up ahead to Chucky Hepburn, left side of the front court. Skips it to Davis. He'll try a 3 on the right side. That's off the left side iron. No good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:55 left of the first half, Wisconsin 9, Northwestern.
In Madison, Wisconsin, we are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Oh.
lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier track clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 13:55 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Northwestern tied at 9.
Markdown. Stephen Crowell is number 41 now. His 22 jersey was ripped.
And somewhere Johnny Davis is going, I think I know. I can relate. I can. Brooks Barnheiser on the floor, picked up by Marcus Ilver, and a whistle and a foul off the ball. They're going to get, let's see who they get here. It'll be on Marcus Ilver, his first. Isaac Lindsay, Carter Gilmore in the game as well. Wall and Hepburn rounding out the five.
Ilver did not play against Penn State.
Baseline right, Boo Booey. Inbounds pass, Ty Berry, low on the right, goes up, no good, tipped up, no. Rebound, Tyler Wall, and Wall gets fouled. And they're going to get Titus.
Number three score.
12:50 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Gilmore, left of the circle. Leaves it for Isaac Lindsay along the left sideline. Pops it to Chucky between the arcs. Hepburn puts it on the deck. Left elbow pass got deflected out of bounds by Ty Berry. It was intended for Isaac Lindsay. Chase Audige will check back in. He comes in for Boo Booey. 12 on the shot clock. 12:38 left in the half. 11-9 Northwestern.
You can see why they're so tough to score on. They just place everything so tenacious in the passing lanes, don't they?
They do. Chucky Hepburn, sideline left, near the corner, will inbound. Hepburn will loop it out toward half court for Lindsay. Shot clock is at 10. Isaac gives it up to Tyler Wall against Berry, right of the center circle. Shot clock at 5. Wall trying to go to work, and it's poked away. And Julian Roper on the run out down the lane. The layup is good. And that gives Northwestern a 4-point lead, 13-9. So a couple of turnovers in the last. Badij out high, throwing to Nicholson, right of the circle. Nicholson holds and looks. One dribble, gives it up to Badij. Tightly defended by Jordan Davis. Badij wiggles in the lane, loops it inside. Nicholson against Davis now. Left wing pass for Roper. Shot fake. Now takes the three and hits the three. Julian Roper from distance, 16-9 Northwestern. 11:28 left in the first half. Jordan Davis up top. Going to Connor Resigian. He'll leave it for Gilmore on the left wing. Inside feed. Crow catches. Single coverage Nicholson. Now the double from Barnheiser. Crowell with a skip pass to Davis on the right side. Davis against Audige. Turns it out to Gilmore. Bobbles, gathers, 10 to shoot. Hepburn up top. Chucky drives down the lane. Up right hand. Knocked away. Ball is loose. They'll get Crowell reaching in on Barnheiser. There's a tenacious D being played by Northwestern as Crowell picks up his first foul. American Insurance is the official insurance partner of
keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wi.
in there for the Wildcats. McGee, top of the circle, throws to Davis, high on the right, chased by Berry. Jordan, left lane line, runs it back out to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Titus Verhoeven. Now McGee, top of the arc, 10 to shoot. Bounce pass Crowell off the left elbow. Crowell with 5 to shoot. Now as Sejan puts it on the floor, drives the lane up. But traffic right hand, yes. Strong take from the freshman, Connor Asijan. 16-14 Northwestern, 8:45 left in the half. Boo Booey left of the center circle against McGee. Hands off to Barnheiser. He'll leave it for Audige. Work it out front to Booey off the high screen from Verhoeven. Booey in the lane, throws it up and in from 12 feet away. A right-hand flip from Boo Booey for his first points. 18-14 Northwestern. 8:22 left in the first half. Kamari McGee finds Wall, right lane line, trying to split two defenders. He got tied up. Arrow, Northwestern.
It was kind of the direction of the pass, though, that put him in jeopardy, didn't it?
It did.
He wasn't able to corral it, and he got himself in trouble.
Yeah, I think if he had to do it over again, he would have just maybe had a jump stop there. But turnover nonetheless for Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the half. 18-14 Northwestern. Barnheiser between the circles. A bounce for Bowie against McGee. Boo Bowie, high screen Verhoeven. Has bounce into Verhoeven. Goes through the lane. Finds Barnheiser. Shot fake. Sidesteps right. Three in the air. Short rebound. Crowd knocked away by Audige. Second chance for Northwestern. Audige right corner. Clean. Looking at three. Rattles out. No. Barnheiser a tip. No. And it's cleared underneath by Jordan Davis of Wisconsin. And now McGee loops it into Crowell. Baseline right. 7:43 left in the half. 4-point lead Northwestern. Crowell starts to back on Verhoeven and a whistle foul called. And if it's on Verhoeven, that's going to be number 3 on him. And that is the case as we have the under 8 media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:39 left in the first half. Northwestern 18, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
Go away! He scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers, lows around 21, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again, tomorrow, high of 29. Overcast, tomorrow night, lows around 21. Temperatures above average, Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 20s. Chance for snow, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app
today. 7:39 left in the first half. Northwestern 18, Wisconsin 14.
Northwestern has really aggressively doubled the post. The one thing that helps is that both Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell are good passing out of doubles.
Again, this is as expected. This is how Northwestern goes about its business. Kamari McGee, baseline right, will inbound. Looking, goes into Crowell, looking for the quick hitter, left shoulder turn up in traffic, missed it off the left side, iron, rebound into the hands of Boo Booey. And he made it tough inside for the big 7 foot for Wisconsin. Booey now between the circles against McGee as a whistle and a reach in will be called on Kamari. Going to slap it away, got some arm. First.
Having watched Boo Booey during his career at Northwestern, I'm not sure there's a better player in terms of floaters or creative player with some of his shots.
Brother of Taylor Battle, the former Penn State star who is part of Chris Collins' coaching staff now. Booey throws to Robbie Barron between the circles. A dribble handoff to Adige, picked up by Hepburn. Adige, right lane line, fades, flips from 13 feet away. Good. Adige with 9, 20-14 Northwestern, 7:07 left in the first half. Hepburn loops it to Crowell, right of the circle. Sends it back to Chucky. Near half court. Gives it up to Davis. A pass for Wall. He flips it to Connor Esegian high on the left. 12 on the shot clock. Esegian a bounce for Crowell. Right of the circle. 8 to shoot. Crowell hands off to Hepburn for 3 straight on. Back iron no good. Booey the rebound. 6:40 left in the first half. 20-14 Northwestern. Badgers 2 of 7. In the first half. 20-14 Northwestern. Badgers 2 of 7 from the three-point line. The makes have come from Jordan Davis and Kamari McGee. Here's Barnheiser barreling right. Lane line pushed it up and in off the window. Brooks Barnheiser averages 5.5 a game. He did have 10 in their last outing against Michigan. 22-14 Northwestern. 6:20 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell, top of the circle, throws to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky against Audige, inside feed, Crowell open, low in the right, slam dunk, it counts and a foul. Robbie Barron commits the foul, and a rather foolish one there as Crowell flashed wide open, and Barron not preventing the dunk, and he just picked up the foul, an and one chance for Stephen.
Pretty decent court vision, though, on the part of Chucky Hepburn.
22-16 Northwestern, 6:11 left in the first half. These are the first points for Crowell on the free throw, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound to Wadim of the conference, about 58%. Here's Booey with the ball, throwing to Barnheiser, left of the circle. Thought about the three, turned it down, dribbles in the lane. Throws it back out to Booey. 5:53 left of the break. 6-point lead, Northwestern. Booey off the screen from Barnheiser, or Barron, rather. Booey in the paint against Crowell. High pass pulled down by Barnheiser. 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot. Barnheiser leaning. Desperation shot is wide right, and the Badgers get the shot clock violation.
I would call that suffocating man-to-man defense, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Not half bad. Gilmore in, Crowell out. Nicholson replacing Barnheiser. 5:39.